something for the weekend. It's Trina Mara on the phone. We have got Darren Kennedy. Good morning, Darren. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. I'm great, thank you.
We just realised off air that we've got lots of things in common. The fact that we were going to the same gym, the fact that we've got friends in common. It's a small world in Dublin, isn't it?
It's a small, small world and getting smaller by the second.
So you really wouldn't want to annoy anybody, would you? Because it'll come back to haunt you.
Well, listen, and you shouldn't annoy anyone anyway. Just be a nice person. That's what I always say. Do your best to be a nice person. There's enough aggro in the world. I think we can all do a little bit, just a smile.
The little dog may bark in the background, people. If you hear a little yap, it's the dog.
That's Harry, my 13-year-old mini Yorkshire Terrier, who had a run-in with a big tomcat a couple of weeks ago and nearly lost his eye. Thankfully, there's been no long-term damage and he's back to fighting form. Anyway.
Genie Mac, you think the dog would go after the cat, not the other way around?
Well, the dog is 1.7 kilos, and I'd say the tomcat was about 8 kilos, so there was a bit of a differential.
Yeah.
But he lived to fight another day.
Yeah, you're a real dog person, Darren.
Oh, yeah, real animal person. But dogs would be kind of my number one. I've always had dogs, always growing up, we always had dogs. And God, I had the house like a menagerie at one stage. I had tropical fish, turtles, cats, the dogs. Birds, I had everything. I used to want to be a vet, but I'm far too squeamish.
Right, okay. It's gas. I'm a dog lover too. I'm just not a lover of all the hairs because they do not go with their clothes. And speaking of clothes, you are going to be judging people at Ladies' Day, which is fantastic. Tell us all about this.
Yeah, well, I won't be judging people.
their fashion.
Yeah, I'm going to be taking on board their fashion sensibilities. I'm judging the Dundrum Dublin Horse Show this year, which is really exciting. I haven't been to the horse show now in about 2 years because I've been travelling so much at work. So I'm hoping the weather is going to be amazing. I mean, the horse show itself is obviously one of the highlights of kind of the social calendar, and people travel from all over the country, and it's hotly contested for the best dressed. I believe we're to expect anywhere between 500 and 750 entrants across the day. Oh. And what I love about it is just it's an opportunity to kind of forget everything else that's going on in the world, the bad news, the good news, whatever, and just go and have some fun with friends on a nice day out, get dolled up, and you don't have to listen to wedding speeches.
It's one of these things, though. I think if I was going, I'd feel the pressure. I'd be worried about somebody else turning up wearing the same outfit. So that is kind of the point, isn't it? To make it your own.
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing. And I think, you know, there was a time, and like I'm throwing it back here, maybe 10, 15 years, where everyone went and got a coat dress or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Whereas now, you can still get the coat dress, but you need to make sure that you're making it yours, you're owning it and putting your spin on it, whatever it is. And I think in terms of just across the spectrum in style and the fashion stakes in Ireland, I think, you know, we have gone through this really rate of change in that it's not so prescriptive anymore. I think there was a time where it was like a dress, the heels, the bag, the hat, whereas now the people are being so much more creative. Some people are even turning their hand to creating bespoke accessories. And you don't have to be. I mean, it doesn't all have to be Blue Peter, but it's just about like doing your own thing and having a bit of creativity. And there are no rules.
You kind of need a hat, though, do you? You do need a hat.
At Ladies' Day, it would be kind of de rigueur that you have a hat, but I wouldn't say it's an absolute requisite, personally speaking. But in a sea of other contestants, shall we say, for best dressed and some beautiful hats, if you don't, you might be lacking a little bit. But again, I don't think there are any rules and there shouldn't be rules. Mm. So, you know, you go what you feel is best for you.
So how did the ladies have a chance to be in? Did they have to kind of swan past you several times during the day so you noticed them, or what's the story?
They have to register. Yeah, so if you do want to be considered for best dressed, you have to register and you come up and meet the judges. Barbara Power from the Irish Independent will be there. You submit your application. So it's even more so than that. Because there are so many people there, you can't just leave it to chance, you know. And I mean, for me, I'm looking for what I've distilled down into pop. Poise, originality and personality. That's what I want to see in an outfit. Okay. So by poise, I mean, you know, that you're wearing the outfit and the outfit isn't wearing you, that you look comfortable. There's nothing worse than seeing someone wearing an outfit that they just look really uncomfortable in.
Yeah.
So that's my absolute top priority. Originality, and again, it's not about, you know, completely recreating the wheel, but it's putting your own spin on it.
Do you have to spend a few quid? Like, could you go in a Penny's or a Jones outfit?
You could. Absolutely, 100%. And that's where the originality and the personality comes into it. And that's exactly the point. It's like you can take, you know, something that doesn't have to cost the earth, something that's very affordable, and make it look so exceptional with those little personal twists. And actually, Trini, you've just nailed it there. That is the point. It's not about throwing the kitchen sink at it in terms of money. It's about doing your thing.
And is there any particular colour that Darren Kennedy likes at the moment?
No,
give us a few tips.
Well, okay. Well, I love colour, first and foremost. So, I mean, right now, and actually always, I've loved blue. But I'm talking like a real, like kind of trend-wise, the kind of that regal blue, you know, it's just really intense, or a cobalt blue. Okay. But no, I mean, it's not, or yellow or orange or, you know, zesty lime. But it, you know, it'll be just, it won't be based on the colour. Well, I don't know. God, I don't know.
It might be.
I won't know until I see it.
Darren, you're very, very busy at the moment. Only last night I saw a promo on telly for a new show that you're doing on Virgin Media. Tell us about that one.
That's right. We are helping, and by we, it's myself and Liz O'Kane, who's a property expert, and I'm presenting first-time buyers navigate the roller coaster that can be buying your first home. And we've nearly wrapped filming, actually. We've a couple of days of filming left, and it's been so eye-opening. Like, honestly, and things that I'd forgotten when you're out there, because no one really tells you what you need to do, when you need to do it, or guides you through the process. And then even, like, you know, things like if you go and view a new build and they're all sold but you really want one, there's a cancellation list. You know, sounds so obvious for everything else in life, but I just think when it comes to houses, the stress, the pressure, it's so emotive. Obviously, most people will never spend that amount of money again. Some little tips and tricks, helping guide them through the process. And even things when it comes to bidding, you know, how should you bid? What's the norm? And the thing is, there is no norm. You do what you think's right for you. Yeah. So, yeah, the first episode is for the Virgin Media Player. They drop on July 19th, and then it's going to be another drop on the 26th of August, I believe. Those dates could change. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
And then there's going to be a 1-hour special as well on the box.
And you're a homeowner yourself then, Darren. They say it's the most stressful thing you'll ever do in your life. Would you agree?
Yeah, it is very stressful.
Yeah.
But again, I think it's very stressful because there's no one out there that really guides you through the entire process. You kind of learn as you go. And even like the banks won't necessarily say to you, you need to get a solicitor or you need to get a surveyor or, you know, the estate agent. Now, what I will say is once the wheels get in motion, all these things kick in and the relevant people show up and tell you what you need. But from the outset, that can be very daunting.
You haven't a clue. And you haven't a clue of all the extra charges and the stamp duty and all the different things. Oh,
yeah. And like how much money you need and saving for deposits. And, you know, we've some great people featuring the show. I mean, we've a young couple that, you know, are from West Dublin originally. They have their first child. They had been renting for the past 5 or 6 years, but they want to buy their own home. So they've moved home in with the in-laws to try and save money, which of course is the story of so many people to get a deposit up. And then as you're saving, the market keeps moving and it just can sometimes feel impossible. We've another couple down in Limerick who are in a, you know, similar situation. They're both still living at home. They're not living together. They're together 10 years, still living in their family homes, but they want to start their own life together. So some really interesting stories now, I have to say.
You got there in the end, though. You have your own place. Did you have to move home or anything for a while?
Oh, God, I haven't lived at home since I was 19.
Oh, have you not?
No.
You are a very responsible adult.
Well, no, it wasn't because of responsibility. I moved to Bordeaux when I was 19. Now, that was Erasmus, so I did a year over there. And actually, I after that, I came home and I lived at home for my final year. So I did 9 months. And then straight after that, I moved to Paris. And then I never lived with my parents then.
You're based in Dublin now, though, are you?
Between Dublin and London.
Yeah, because you still do a lot of telly over in the UK.
Yes, yeah, I do, yeah. So that's all good. I like the variety. But I love coming back to Dublin. You know, Dublin's home. Dublin will always be home, and it's where my family are, and you know, I've my brother and sister and my nieces and my nephews and my mum and dad, so you know, life is about the people, not the place.
And tell us, what's this announcement about a Netflix project? Are you allowed to tell me?
No, I was like, I haven't made any announcements. I was over in LA recently, so I do a bit of work over in LA as well, and someone got wind of it, I don't know where, but just to set the record straight, no, I mean, I've been doing some stuff with Netflix, but I've nothing on the cards.
Okay. Right, you can tell me off air, Darren. Well, listen, we'll see you there on Ladies' Day. We will be swanning past you several times after we register because we would like to win a 10 grand Dundrum Town Centre gift card, please. Thank you very much.
I know, it's not too shabby.
Oh, it's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
What would be your weakness now? What would you be spending all the money on?
Oh, so my weakness would be trainers and footwear.
Oh, and yes, then, that's me too, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'd probably spend it on food, eating out there in Dundrum, because there's some great places, and I'd be into the travel agent.
Because the great thing about that is, you never put on so much weight that your shoes won't fit.
Exactly. So
this is ideal. Buy shoes instead of clothes.
Yeah, no footwear.
This is how I have a whole wall full of shoes, Darren, no matter what size I am.
You know, some shoes are collector's items.
Yeah, that's what I tell my husband all the time. It's a collector's item, I swear. It's not that I have a problem with shoes. I think that runs in families sometimes. If your mother has a problem with shoes and your granny had one, it passes through the generations, so that's my excuse.
It's in the DNA.
That's it. Listen, great to talk to you. How can we contact you, or how do we follow you? What are you on?
Instagram, I guess, is the main one. Darren Kennedy Official. Yeah, and anyone sending me messages or anything, I always try and reply, but just give me time. And yeah.
And the dog is barking.
You can hear him now.
He wanted an appearance on the radio.
I told you he was here.
Thanks, Darren. Go back to looking after your poor sicky dog.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Lovely
talk to you. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.